At a forum in Milwaukee, Mayor Barrett lobbed this charge at the governor.
There is a civil war going on in the state right now, and he alone started the civil war.
Barrett says the ideological war he contends Walker is waging makes it difficult for Walker to get key lawmakers in a room and forge a bipartisan compromise on issues like the possibly dead bill that would have opened the door for a taconite mine in northern Wisconsin. Barrett says in the last week or so, Walker only held mining-related news conferences in key Senate districts.
But you know as well as I know that the business of lawmaking is done by sitting down with people, taking off your suit coat, rolling up your sleeves, swearing at each other, getting things done. Where has he been in this process?
Barrett says he's still only considering running in the expected recall election, but Barrett says he likes to bring people together for compromise. At an appearance in La Crosse, Governor Walker put the blame for the mining bill failure on the 17 senators blocking a bill that the mining company likes.
The state senators who objected to this haven't moved at all. There hasn't been any move. And we've tried to forge a reasonable compromise, but if you're going to have a compromise, you've got to have parties who are willing to have some give and take. We haven't seen that in the last few weeks, and my hope is that the Senate will give it another look.
Mayor Barrett says it seems the Republicans who control the Senate instead want to try to put Democrats in a bad light for the upcoming elections. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.